Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 28th. The grains closed mixed with July corn down 2¾ cents, closing at 366.5. July beans down a penny, closing at 956¼. And July wheat up a penny, closing at 432¼. Interesting that the May wheat in Chicago was up a nickel. Kansas City was up 3.5. Are we going to see more freeze over the weekend? Anybody's guess. Obviously, the market isn't overly concerned, but we did see the funds buy a little bit. As we talked about this morning, buying heavy deliveries on first notice day is something the pros like to do, and I think we certainly saw that in the wheat here today. The wheat's obviously been the dog in all of this, and with the May wheat closing up a nickel here, that may be significant. So I don't know, you know, where we're going to go. Obviously, if we have a hard freeze over the weekend, this thing should jump higher. If we see snows in the northern plains, we should jump higher, but we'll see. I mean, the weather looks pretty iffy to me out there right now, so I can't imagine why we actually didn't do better than we did in corn and wheat. The corn's going to close, you know, 3 to 4 cents lower here. A little disappointed in that close, but again, if it were continue to rain and see heavy rains for next week, I think they'll push this thing right back up again. On tonight's report, we should see the funds are probably short 180, 190 corn. They're probably short 170 wheat. I'm guessing they're either long or short 10,000 contracts of beans. I don't think it's a big push one way or the other. You know, I still believe these short positions in corn and wheat are ultimately going to be a problem for these commercials. We've got iffy weather out there. Now, granted, we've got plenty of time to get the corn in the ground, but if it's wet this weekend into next week, then you're talking about, you know, May 7th, May 10th, before guys can really get going again. And it better be dry then, or we're going to really start seeing some concerns out here with later planting dates. And that's really about it. I don't see too much outside news. The cattle making contract highs here the last Friday of the month. If you've got cattle out there, I'd certainly be looking at buying puts to protect the downside and doing it right now. I think we've gone a little bit too far too fast in this cattle market. Plenty of rumors out there. One rumor was we traded 140 in the cash in a couple of spots. There's rumors that have been going on for weeks that we're going to deliver a load of beef to China next week. So all that's been feeding into this higher markets here today. We've left some gaps. I think we need to go back and fill some of those gaps at some point. So I'd certainly be looking to buy puts to protect the cattle market. If you have any questions, need some help with this, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.